This is the Lightning Strike. Hello, welcome once again. Tonight is December, and it's dark out. It's raining fucking bad here. At my job today, I do tech support, as you all know. When it rains, it's bad because the cable gets wet and then people call in because their internet connection doesn't work and their digital phone doesn't fucking work. And it's ridiculous. But anyways, tonight we are playing the St. Louis Blues in Tampa. And it's like the first time they've been there in like 6 years. And one thing about the Blues, they've only won 5 games all year, but that is not a true like assessment on the team there, because they just get Keith Tkachuk back tonight. He's back, number 7, and he's a major force, and they got him back. And also the Blues, they just beat the Detroit Red Wings last week at home, so they're kind of a team coming back to face here. And I think they played pretty well all night tonight, other than like their second, third, and fourth lines really sucked. Their first line was good, but that's about it. But anyways, we go to the game tonight, and it's tonight, and I got this beer from the Whole Foods. I hope everyone has a Whole Foods near them. And I got some Munich German beer, and it's pretty good. And it's like a thick stout beer. And it's all right, but it gives me a pretty good buzz, so I have a pretty good buzz right now. That's all right. I'm on my fifth I don't know. But anyways, we go on to the game here. And tonight, Dingman's back. We have Dingman on a line with Tim Taylor and DeMaio. And DeMaio actually got a lot of power play time tonight as well, too. And he should have scored a couple of times. And Claude Lemieux. He had amazing saves tonight. Without him making some of the great saves tonight, we could easily won this game like 7-2 or something like that. But we go on to the game here. First period, we go on the power play right away, which is good. And I'm like, all right, power play. And we're coming back off of 6 days rest. And we have Frederick Modin scoring a goal, his 14th goal on a power play, with an assist from Brad Richards and Dan Boyle. So we go up 1-0, like quite early, and I'm seeing the flow of the game, and we look great. We're moving the puck around, forechecking. It's picture perfect, man, in every single way. So then coming back down the other way, Mike Sillinger, and I hate him so bad. He used to play on the Panthers, and he was also on the Lightning. He scores, and they tie it up. And they tie that up going into the first intermission there. So it's 1-1. Coming out of the first intermission, Sillinger scores. He scores. So they go up 2-1. And, I think we played pretty good, but they just, like, stepped it up a little bit in the second. And Keith Tkachuk, he scores again. No, he scores once. He scored later, too, as well. He had a little kind of a cheesy goal at the end. But he scored. So they go up 3-1, like, midway through the second. So I'm like, what's going on here? And we're losing against the St. Louis Blues 3-1 in the second period. So we come back the other way there. And this goal here, this goal was kind of a broken play. And Ruslan Fedotenko, he gets credited for the goal. And assist from Ranger and 20, Vinny Prosval. Prosval. Vaslav Prosval. He scored. No, he got a point for the assist there. And so we get back within one. It's 3-2 going into the third period. And this next goal here, like, I just want to say the Artukin line. I guess Dingman, they took Dingman out, and then they put Artukin with Taylor and DeMaio. I think they went to just three lines, because I didn't see much of Enderchuk in the third period either. But that's good, man, because he can roll three lines, man. That's all right. And Artukin gets major credit for this goal, because he fought hard the whole time on their end here, and he's forechecking really hard. He turned over the puck, and he had a shot on net, and then the deflection by Tim Taylor went in, man, and we tied it up. And that was amazing. So we tied it up 3-3. Late in the third, We get a little boost here by Marty St. Louis. He scores. We go up 3-2. He got an assist from Odine and Boyle. And St. Louis kind of got a deflection off of a broken stick shot by Boyle. He kind of fanned on it and just deflected off of Lalime. I can't say his name. And he like did a little turnaround and went right underneath the man. It was great. 5-hole. Great. And then coming back again, we're up 3-2. And this goal was credited by LeCavier, I believe, has his 200th career assist on this goal here. And number 17, Ruslan Fedotenko, he scores. It's like everyone's jamming the net, and he kind of tapped it in there. So we go up 5-3. They had a late goal by Tkachuk. I mentioned it earlier. So we ended up winning 5-4. It was a pretty good game, and I'm glad we won. And other than that, I just wanted to mention a couple things here. Kings are hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. We won't know how that one turns out. They have 36 points, and they're actually in the first period there. And I'll go through the other games here. We have Buffalo and Anaheim. Buffalo wins. They actually have 37 points. That's pretty tough. Pretty tough. Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Islanders, and we have Florida at San Jose. Florida's only got 22 points, San Jose has 26, San Jose needs to win. Edmonton is at Philly, and Edmonton wins 3-2, which is good for us. They have 36 points, we have 35 points right now, so we're like 1 point behind, and we're still 1 point behind Carolina. Actually, let me double check on that. We had 35 points before. I think we have 37, so that put us in the first place. And also, Minnesota killed Pittsburgh 5-0. Gaborik scored. Rolston scored Waltz. And also, the Rangers, of course, won again. They beat the Nashville Predators, which was a great game. I'd love to see that game, 5-1. And I can't believe Nashville. Wow, that's amazing there. Thought the Preds coming to Tampa, and we'll see what happens. They come to the East. They come from the East to follow the star. And that's about it. And I see I have a few new subscribers. We're up to like 40-some subscribers now. We're getting a lot of feed reads each day. Hopefully I'll have more consistent game coverage here now. I might switch to a one game a week format here, but I'm going to try to do as many as possible. A lot of busy stuff, holiday season going on here, but I just want to bring you some feeds when I have the chance here. And I just want to go through a couple things here. Saw today iTunes released a lot of sitcom clips. They have the pilot episode of Knight Rider on there, man. It's great, 1983. They have all of The Office on, so you know, anybody that uses iTunes, which I'm sure most of the listeners here use, check out all the video available now. And I know it's a little pricey there, but you know, $1.99 to see an hour-long episode of Lost or whatever your forte is, yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah, I prefer The Office. Office is the best show there. Steve Carell, man, he's the man. He's the fucking man. All right, everybody, that's about it. Questions or comments, if you have anything you want to give to the table here, email me at Joel, J-O-E-L, at MailZeta, MailZeta.com. And that's about it. And this is the Lightning Strike. And everyone, have a good night and see you Saturday.